Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
And it's my pleasure to be welcome. Thank you, Mary Traveland, very much. She is my announcer and my friend for all those years. Thank you. I appreciate that. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. We are here to talk about the plants at your place, and that has one requirement. It has one thing that is needed, one missing piece to this puzzle, and that is a phone call. A phone call from you to me to talk about the plants at your place. I can't talk about the plants at your place because that would be kind of odd if I start talking about the plants at your place just out of the blue. You know, I pick a name and I start to talk about the plants that I observed in your front yard. It's not like a stalker. So the easier way to do it and to make me look a little more credible is to call 800-288-WBAP. That'd be kind of interesting. I go by and I take down street addresses and I just start talking about those landscapes. 800-288-WBAP. It's 800-288-9227. Randy Williams is sitting in the hot seat today. The hot seat is the seat that has to keep Neil on the air coherent. Know when on earth Neil's going to quit talking and when Neil's ready to start talking again. Randy Williams, it's always nice to have Randy there. Very nice. Michelle Shook, who has worked with me for many years now and has been my friend for many years now, is screening for us. She's a Collin County Master Gardener, and she actually also happens to sell everything that I have in terms of advertising, and so she's a part of my team. She's probably the more important part of my team, comparing her and me. So that is who you would have when you call today. And that number, once again, let's get some calls going, folks. This ought to be about the easiest time of the year to call us the next couple months. 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. And that's to talk about gardening for the next 3 hours. We're here until 11, 8 until 11 every Sunday morning. I've been doing garden broadcasting now since 1978. And I love doing this. I get to talk about my favorite hobby. I have a lot of hobbies, and this is the one I enjoy the most. One of the things that I also enjoy doing is helping the homeless pets at the SPCA shelters in McKinney and in Dallas. And today's SPCA of Texas dog is Jesse. Jesse is a sweet hound mix with a fun and beautiful personality. Jesse is 1 year old. He came to the SPCA. It's a she. Where did it say that before? It didn't, so I am caught unaware here. She's been waiting for her forever home for almost a month now. Her family had to move out of state. She has a stunning brindle coat. She loves to play with other dogs. Jessie is already house trained. She's crate trained. She's obedience trained. She does well with older children, 12 years old and older. She also gets along with other cat companions. This sounds like a wonderful dog. Jessie, she's a cute dog too. They always send me photos. And she enjoys lots of exercise, absolutely loves to cuddle. She's the perfect girl for just about any family. Would love to meet you this afternoon. Come meet Jessie today, noon until 6. They're open. See why she may just be the perfect companion for you. Jessie, the sweet hound mix, a year old, and she's waiting for a home. There are lots of wonderful dogs and cats. You'll be enchanted. I took our grandson Joseph and his older brother Sam, our other grandson. We have 4 grandsons. And three of us, went to the SPCA shelter in McKinney a week ago last night. And it is just such an uplifting, happy place. And the pets are healthy and they're cute. They have little kittens and the dogs and some puppies waiting to be adopted. Won't you do that? Shelter animals, that's the way to go. We've had 21 dogs in our married life, and 20 have come from shelters. And 21 of them have been selected by Neil. I'm the dog guy. My wife grew up on a farm, and she married an animal, and that's enough animals around the house for her. But I love my dogs. Let's see. I digress. Way off the path. To view all the animals the SPCA of Texas has available for adoption, you can visit spca.org/findapet. Understand that my 6-year-old little girl dog last week, I think her name is Lizzie, did not get adopted. So she's waiting for you too. Sweet thing. And we met her last week. So go out and look at and visit with. You can take them out for a test walk. And that would be Lizzie and then today's pet, Jesse. Like all the pets at the SPCA of Texas, these girls have already been spayed. They've had all their age-appropriate vaccines. Bring your current dog to the shelter for a meet-and-greet before adopting a new dog. Joyful Jesse is waiting for her new forever owners to come meet her today at the McKinney Shelter of the SPCA, 8411 Stacy Road. That's 8411 Farm to Market 720 by the old language, just east of Custer. And when you're coming from Frisco, Main Street turns into Stacy Road when you cross Custer. This is on the northwest corner of Craig Ranch. There's a Walgreens and a CVS at the intersection, and they're just east of that. There's probably a Walgreens and CVS at every intersection, but this is at Custer and Stacy, and they're just east of that at the Perry campus of the SPCA of Texas. Dallas Shelter, 2400 Lone Star Drive, off I-30 and Hampton Road, noon to 6, 7 days a week for both these shelters. SPCA.org/findapet. That's sponsored by my friends at Dixon Brothers in Mesquite at 204 North Galloway, 972-288-7537. Mary Travland, my announcer, is one of the owners of Dixon Brothers with her husband, and this is a wonderful place. Leaves have begun to fall, should be removed from ponds and swimming pools, and Dixon Brothers has just what you need, like a new pond vacuum or a pool cleaner. You can also get helpful tips to make your job faster and easier. At Dixon Brothers, you can get all the fall must-haves, including big top pond nets and sturdy pond shark telescoping nets, Genki fish foods for cooler temperature feeding, aquatic thermometers, and much more. Old Man Winter will be here before too long, so plan ahead. Call Dixon Brothers to winterize your pool. Install a freeze guard to protect your equipment from costly freeze damage. Repair or replace any malfunctioning pumps, heaters, or filters. Get winter covers for above-ground pools. They even have solar fish for your pools to extend your swimming season. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pool equipment, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Visit Dixon Brothers showroom at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite or call them at 972-288-7537. They're open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. 972-288-7537, 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, one block north of historic downtown Mesquite. Dixon Brothers, D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Hi, I'm Fred Marshall from Advanced Foundation Repair. We're proud to have been a part of Neil Sperry's radio program since 1995. And now, once again, here's Neil.
Thank you, Fred, very, very much. And we're ready to get the program underway. Indeed, we have callers, and I thank you for calling through this morning. Let's start out with Perry in McKinney. Perry, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi, Neil. Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I think it's an easy, quick question for you. My girlfriend's mother gave me the moonflower seeds last week. I think that's Datura. I planted it when I lived in Grapevine. And I don't know when to plant those seeds. I'm guessing maybe spring?
Yeah, I would. I'd put them in a sandwich bag and put them up with the eggs and butter on the refrigerator door and just wait till spring. Nature sows them in the summer. When those prickly pods ripen and they open and the seeds scatter, and then they kind of lay there. They probably germinate. I don't know if they germinate in the fall and then just remain tiny, or if they germinate first thing in the spring. But I would certainly wait and just do it in probably March. If you want to start some of them in pots, you could do that. And then if you want to sow some directly on the ground, I think they'll germinate pretty freely for you.
Well, outstanding. That's what I'll do. Thank you, Neil.
That's good. Good for you. Let's go to Janet in Gainesville. Janet, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How can I help?
I have several crepe myrtles, and in walking around my house, they are covered with a white, like a scale, and it looks like they're dying.
No, they're not dying. They are losing their leaves for the fall, and it causes them to lose those leaves a little bit early. What I would recommend to you, there are a couple of things that I would do at this point in this year to evaluate what your options might be. Number one would be to press on some of them and see if they have the dark red sap blood inside them. Have you done any of that?
No, happen.
Yeah, and that will tell you whether they're alive or whether they're already through for the season. They will come back. They will be worse some years than others. It's a relatively new pest that has only been known, in fact, only been known in North America for the last 8 years. And it began in Richardson along George Bush and has slowly spread. Finally, it's gotten to Cook County now, apparently. The insecticide Merit, applied in May and then again in June, seems to offer the very best control. That's based on some limited research at Texas A&M. Dr. Mike Merchant has done for us on it with the Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney. If you go to crepemyrtletrails.org and then click on, let me look quickly on exactly the tracking of it, you're going to get into care or culture of it. Let me see how it tracks through. It's going to say basic care, and then when you pull down that menu, it's going to have pest control, and that page will have all the information you need. It has okay. Mike's whole report, in fact.
Okay.
Yeah, it's annoying. We've never seen a plant killed by it. It is annoying, and it is unsightly. We'll give you those, but it is controllable. What I would probably do is once the plants have lost their leaves, I'd go out with an old cloth glove and just run your hand up and down the stem and get rid of the old carcasses. That's what they'll be at that point. The overwintering nymphs are going to be kind of tucked into the bark and the crotches of little twigs and things. You won't get all of those. Beg your pardon?
Can I do that now? Because I'm going to be putting my house on the market and it's
pretty
spicy looking.
Yeah, you can. You sure can. Just get an old cotton glove and just rub them off, and that'll get rid of a lot of it.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate your call. Thank you so much. All right. Going to take our break. Come back. Mark in Sulphur Springs, tips to moving large crepe myrtles. Jeremy in Wiley has a weed. Oh, I know what that weed is and will help you. It's one of the most common weeds that we're seeing right now. And so bet you have one of those or two or three. Let me tell you right now about the where I am on my 2013 Texas gardening calendar. This may be a day for Neil to rejoice. This has been one of the most labor-intensive autumns I have ever had. I have to tell you, and I have turned in all of the photos. They are ready. They are ready to go to the printer as soon as the graphic designer is finished with that. I have about 5 minutes of text editing to do before we do our final proofreading of it, and that will be sent to the printer. We are getting so close on the calendar. This calendar has between 10 and 12,000 words that tell you month by month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. I got the big prints from the graphic designer at 11:30 on Friday night. She laid them out on her front porch, and I stopped by and picked them up. And I'm going to tell you now what I have been suspecting all along. This is going to be the prettiest calendar we have ever published. And I'm thrilled. And when we print it, then we will start mailing a week or so later. Until we go to press, you can get this early order discount, the lowest price that we will offer. The calendar with all of that information, hundreds of bullets of when to do the important tasks, the calendar at a 38% savings, all that information, and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, all for just $36.95, satisfaction guaranteed. Now, you need to call before 11 o'clock today. It's going to be busy. We have extra people. We've tripled the number of people at our office, and so call now. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. Call before the price goes up. You're about to wait too long. I am just about ready to commit to that press count. 1-800-752-4769. As we make the turn toward fall, maybe you think you escaped summer without foundation issues. But if you had the traditional problems, cracks in the walls or doors that started to stick, you need to call Advanced Foundation Repair. The home inspection is free. Their patented ProLift repair system is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house. So at the first sign of trouble, you call Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. All right, and so if you have foundation issues, and if any word comes along that, well, you have trees there, you have problems because you have those trees there, very soon in that you want to get, and this is true no matter which foundation repair company you use, you want to have a good arborist alongside, and the best arborist. And in fact, this is actually a plural because there are 12 International Society of Consulting Arborists, International Society of Arboriculture Certified Arborists. There are 12 who work for Arborological Services. Those one of those people would be who you need to have alongside you to help you. These are the tree experts. These are the people that you want to call on for any kind of tree need, whether it is root issues or whether it is some kind of a branch concern that you have that it might break and fall, or cabling, bracing, therefore, fertilizing and pruning and routine maintenance, insect and disease control. Maybe you need to have a very difficult to remove tree taken down before it falls. All of these are things that are everyday work for the folks at Arborological Services. They are wonderful people. They are leaders in their industry. Awards are named for some of the people at this company because they are leaders in their industry. And they are eager to help you. The Dallas area number is 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524. The Tarrant County and Fort Worth area number is 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. Arborological.com is the website. On Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc., Twitter, at The Tree Experts. Again, Arborological.com for Arborological Services. You can judge the quality of a radio program by the strength of its sponsors. I'm proud of the people who advertise here. They include Busy Bees Pest Control, 972-416-9404, or 1-800-INSECTS, busybees.com, BIZZYBEES.com. And Creative Water Gardens, 2125 West Kingsley in Garland, 972-271-1411, creativewatergardens.net. All right. All right, just a little added music for your listening enjoyment. Rubel's Plants of Texas, their main store at 601 South Pearl Expressway. They have two other locations I'll give you in just a moment. Rubel's Plants, where Dallas goes for plants, and Rubel's is ready for the autumn. These are incredible stores. They are amazing stores. And their growing operation, I don't know what they said, 25 acres, something like that, just loaded with greenhouses, and they're beautiful plants. Rubel's Plants Pumpkin Patch is full of pumpkins, including Cinderella, Turban, and many more. They also have gourds, hay bales, corn stalks, and scarecrows for fall displays at the Farmer's Market location. Bring your camera, a great place for photographs in the pumpkin patch with the city as a background. They have the biggest chrysanthemums in the state grown at their farm right in the Dallas area. Each one measures up to 22 inches across. Those are big plants. These folks are world-class growers. They're great. Rubel's has cabbage, kale, and Swiss chard for winter color from their local plant farm. We're talking about ornamental plants. Pansies and violas are available in all colors. Both are great for the cooler weather moving into fall, and violas are a wonderful shade plant. They are open 8 until 6 every day of the year. The Farmer's Market location is 601 South Pearl Expressway in Dallas. Let me give you that phone number specifically, 214-744-9100. Lakewood, 7219 East Grand, Lemon Avenue, 6630 Lemon Avenue. That's near Love Field. Go to rubels.com for their fall color chart and then call them. They will deliver. RUIBALS.com. Rubel's Plants, where Dallas goes for plants. We head to Mark in Sulphur Springs. Mark, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
We've got just bought a piece of property in Sulphur Springs, and I've got three crepe myrtles that are about 8 foot tall. The diameter is probably about 4 foot, and I need to move these, and I needed to know when is the best time for me to do that? And also, about what size would the root ball be so I don't damage that when I do remove those out over their present location?
All right. The root ball mark is based on the cumulative diameters, not circumference, of the trunks. How large are the trunks on these plants?
The trunks are probably about 3 to 4 inches diameter.
And how many trunks per plant are there?
Well, I didn't count them. Actually, I've got two that have several trunks on it that are probably about an inch coming off the main trunk, and then one that's just the 3-inch trunk itself.
All right, so let me just pick a number. Let's just say that you had a 3-inch trunk and 3 1-inch trunks, so you have 6 total cumulative trunk inch diameter, trunk diameter inches. That is not a unit of measure that you will ever hear me use again, nor will you ever hear it used anywhere else. It's even hard to say, but you have to add those together to get some rough idea of how large a soil ball should be. Number one, crepe myrtles are more forgiving than most plants when you transplant them. So if you have to cheat a little bit and make the soil ball a gentle bit smaller because you're getting it so large you could hardly lift it with a 30-foot crane, then so be it. And we have to survive it, and you can do that. This plant probably, if it has 8 feet for a plant of that trunk diameter, sounds like it either is a very old intermediate variety or that it's been cut back at some point or another a few times to get that thick a trunk on such a short plant.
Right.
And that said, for that many inches of trunk, you're probably going to want a soil ball that is, normally we would figure 8 or 10 inches per inch, and so you're looking at probably 3 feet to 3.5 feet in diameter. It's going to weigh 500 to 1,000 pounds, and so you will need some kind of a hoist to lift it up and out. It can be a small garden tractor to pull it up and get it onto a skid of some sort. You just need to figure out how you're going to do it. It might be easier to hire someone with a small tree spade to come in and dig it. That's a possibility as well.
Well, that was actually what I was going to do, was rent a tree spade because they are available to rent, and see about removing it that way.
That would be a great idea, and if you do that, then I would definitely go to the 42-inch diameter. I probably would take a photo of each of these plants and go by a master certified nursery professional, show it to them, maybe have a very boldly marked yardstick laying there so there's a relation, something, or stand by the plant when the photo is taken so you have a really good relationship of something identifiable for size. And and then have the nurseryman just say, well, here's where I would cut that soil ball. I mean, I could do that on my Facebook page. That's one of the nice things about Facebook, is when people post photographs, it's a lot easier to see what the heck they're talking about. And so that's an option if you prefer to do that. But probably 36 to 42 inches. It would be done during the winter. It would be a good plan right now to use a sharpshooter spade and cut the lateral roots roughly where you'll be sending the blades of the tree spade down, so that the plant will start regrowing new roots within that soil ball. So if you did that now toward the end of October and then dug the plant in January, it'd have a couple of months, 3 months, to begin to establish some new roots, which would help its chance of survival.
Great. Fantastic. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. Thanks for the call. Yes, sir. All right. We will come back and go to Jeremy in Wiley and Paula in Durant, our next two calls up. So stay with us, folks. And let me see where we're headed right now would be to Sunburst Shutters. What a great place to head. Have you ever wished that you could upgrade the look of your home and make it look like the current time that we're in? Well, plantation style shutters are a really good way to do so, and nobody in all of Texas makes a more attractive plantation shutter than Sunburst Shutters. These are quality people with a quality product offering quality service. They're top of all of those. And it's Polywood is the product that they use for most of their shutters, probably 95-97% of them. They do make wood shutters in case you have stained trim or a den or something like that, and you need to match a stained wood. They can do that, no problem. That's how they got into the business almost a quarter of a century ago. But for the last 20 or so years, they've been making their shutters from Polywood. It's a man-made material that looks like wood. It looks like a white or off-white painted wood from 10 inches, 15, 20 inches away, whatever your lens's focal length is, you're going to say, well, that's wood. It looks like wood. And then you touch it and you realize that is too smooth for wood. It's wonderful. It doesn't crack or warp or peel. It doesn't malfunction. And they are custom. I don't know what the thickness of the blade is that they use to cut the polywood, but it must be almost like microsurgery to cut them, because you can hardly see light through them. They're amazing. Sunburst shutters. We have them. I'm speaking from the heart on this one, folks. I'm telling you firsthand knowledge. Now, you can also get them in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco, and you call the number, which is in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, 214-343-2601. Sunburstshutters.com, 214-343-2601.
The first local news of the hour, every hour, every day. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
All right, and let me tell you about our home landscape school. It is coming up on Saturday, January 26, 2013. I am proud to tell you, this is our 18th annual. It always sells out. We have an early sign-up savings of $20 per person going on, $20 savings if you sign up now, immediately. This savings is going away very, very shortly, so call right now. You can call the same number you call for the calendar offer, and that is 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. I'll give it again in a moment. Saturday, January 26, at the Plano Center, we will have three of us speaking. We've reformatted the landscape school considerably. I do a lot of the teaching this time. Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens in Weatherford, and Jimmy Turner, whom you hear here on the air frequently every Sunday at 10, will be also on our program from the Dallas Arboretum. We'll tell you principles of good design, the best trees and shrubs, annual and perennial color, terrific turf grass, effective entries and front gardens, and fun patios and back gardens. Designing to scale. You will leave our landscape school with a to-scale drawing of a landscape project for your home, because on February 9 or 10, you'll choose a 30-minute time, and we'll set you down with a professional landscape designer, and he or she will work with you to finalize your landscape plan. This is way cool. The registration cost includes the all-day lecture at the Plano Center on January 26. It includes your one-on-one consultation. We pay for that. It also includes all the necessary drafting supplies, the book, everything. All of that. It's $179 for one person, $219 for two people from the same household with one consultation. Those prices go up by $20 in just a few days. So call now. It will sell out. Call now. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. It's time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom and Eric Bushman. Eric, good morning.
Good morning. 76 degrees at 8:30. I'm Eric Bushman in the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. He ran for president in a fight to end the war in Vietnam. Now the country remembers a former senator. Details after your first weather and traffic. Going to be kind of warm today, mostly cloudy though. The high up to 90 degrees, mostly cloudy, a low 72 tonight. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 in the afternoon. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high 84. And a 20% chance of those storms sticking around tomorrow night with a low 70. Mostly cloudy, a high 82 on Tuesday. Now it is mostly cloudy and 76 degrees at DFW Airport. Here's a WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch.
As you head through northern Collin County, southbound 75 Central Expressway at FM 455 in Anna, the right lane is closed with construction. This report brought to you by 99 Cents Only Stores. What kind of mistake did the ghost make? A boo-boo. Don't make the higher price boo-boo. Shop 99 Cents Only Stores first and get large bags of name brand candy like Tootsie, Charms, Smarties, and Lemonheads, all for only 99.99 cents each. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
A family friend says former Senator George McGovern, the South Dakota Democrat who lost to President Richard Nixon in 1972 in a historic landslide, has died this morning at the age of 90. Mr. McGovern had gone into hospice care Monday, and by Wednesday, his family said he was no longer responsive. In recent years, he had focused on world hunger. There are a little more than 2 weeks before the presidential election, and both candidates are keeping a low public profile as they prepare for tomorrow's third and final debate, which will be on international affairs. But Republican Mitt Romney's campaign is turning up the volume, accusing President Obama of failing to tell Americans what he would do with four more years. The Obama camp claims it's Romney who hasn't provided details. And DFW new car and truck sales continue to soar.
The Freeman Metroplex report shows new car and truck sales in the area increased more than 17% through September compared with the first 9 months of 2011. Dealers say sales are being spurred by the consumer's need to replace old high-mileage vehicles. New vehicle sales in Tarrant County through September showed the slowest growth at 11%, while Collin County topped the region with an increase of nearly 26%. John Pendolino, 24/7 News.
Again, the high today will be 90. It's 76 degrees at 836. From the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom, I'm Eric Bushman.
Well, this is it, the last debate. This means everything. Coming up on the Monday night Chris Crock show, we'll carry the final presidential debate live at 8, and then you and I react when it's over at 9:30. These are amazing nights where you and I get to react and watch it all unfold in real time together. Don't miss it. Debate Monday night at 8. You and I react at 9:30 on the Chris Crock show on News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Niels Berry's eGardens electronic newsletter is free. It comes directly from Niels' computer to your email box. eGardens is informative, fun, and ultra-timely. It's also a way Neil can send out instant alerts of weather warnings to gardeners. He won't spam you, nor will he give or sell your email address to anyone. More than 30,000 people are already subscribing, and you should be too. That's Niels Berry's eGardens electronic newsletter. Sign up today at nielsberry.com.
Drive to Twin Oaks Nursery and enjoy the beauty of fall. From colorful mums, ornamental peppers, to pumpkins, hay bales, corn stalks, and all the extras to create that special fall look. Now is the perfect time to plant, and Twin Oaks Nursery is fully stocked with fresh fruit trees, beautiful shrubs, and trees. Join them for their huge annual shrub sale in September. Visit Twin Oaks Nursery, just 30 miles north of McKinney off Highway 75 in Denison, Texas. Their expert staff will be happy to assist you. Visit their website at twinoaksonline.com for more information.
All right, and that is a nice bunch of people, Twin Oaks in Sherman Denison. Let me tell you right now about Dalworth Clean, one of my longest-standing advertisers. I have one or two that are longer, but boy, 32 years I've told you about Dalworth Clean. And the thing that makes it so much fun to talk about a carpet cleaning and floor cleaning service is, number one, I know the people, and I know their dedication to happy customers and quality work. And that really means a lot to me when I have to impart a message. I love knowing that when that work is done, that my listener will say, I'm glad I heard Neil recommend them. And that's what's happened for Dalworth Clean for all of those years. They have expanded their services to include so many different things. They do all kinds of carpet cleaning, of course, and even repair. They can restore. They do fine oriental rugs. They take those to their shop, and they developed a technique of cleaning those. It's just amazing. It's like a centrifuge as they dry them. Hardwood floors, yes. Tile and grout cleaning, marble cleaning. If you have stained concrete flooring, they do that. Natural stone, they do it all, and they even can replace those floors if you choose for that. They have a new floor store. It's all about Dalworth Clean. Oh, by the way, $29 per area, five areas or more of carpet, deep down Dalworth Clean. I love this company. I'm grateful for their sponsorship. I am grateful for the way they treat my listeners. Give them a call. You'll be happy too. 214 or 817, Metro 267-8433, or book online at dalworth.com. 214 or 817-267-8433. Call tomorrow or book online today, dalworth.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Barrett of Arborological Services. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
All right, Steve, thank you very, very much. Special shout out and thanks to the McKinney Community Band for a benefit concert last night at the McKinney Performing Arts Center in downtown McKinney. And the benefit was a fundraiser for Serenity High, a school that you hear me talking about here, and you hear voices from Serenity High. You'll hear a voice coming up in just, in fact, all of the voices of Serenity High, all the teachers coming up here in just a few minutes. And our thanks to the McKinney Community Band. They also allowed my wife to guest conduct, and she did great. I was really proud of her. I got video of that, and that was way cool. Good job. Let's go back to our phone lines, and we go to Jeremy and Wiley as promised. Jeremy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How can I help you?
I've got this weed that has a white flower growing out of it. I'm sure you've heard this one before. And just like to see what I can do to keep it. It seems like it keeps coming back.
This is a little wiry weed that does not start blooming until late August or September, and then in October it really becomes noticeable. Very tiny little leaves and lavender white flowers, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's called roadside aster. And my next comment is not intended to be hurtful, because we all have this weed somewhere in our yards. It is an opportunistic weed of neglect, and the best way to get rid of it in the long term is to take just a little better care of that part of your lawn where it shows up. It usually will show up in the places where it's hardest for us to get water, hardest for us to fertilize, and where there's just more challenge to the, it may be out by the curb or behind the fence in the alley or something. And so in the long term, I would feel better. I would be prouder of my advice if I just said ramp up your lawn care in that area instead of just giving you remedies to get rid of it. Because that implies that there's something else wrong with the lawn that's allowing this one to come in. It'll go away faster than any weed if you take better care of your lawn. It is a broad-leafed plant in spite of those tiny little leaves. So if you do your best at lawn care and you still see a little of it coming up, you can apply in July or August a product containing 2,4-D. That's a broadleafed weed killer containing 2,4-D, as in dandelion. And that will control roadside aster. There's no call to action at this point. Its life cycle is 99% finished. And the seeds are already there for next year. It's gone to seed, so you have an ample supply for next year. So, but if you take care of the Bermuda or the St. Augustine, it will crowd out this weed. And basically, that's the best advice I have. If you want to hoe it out or something, you can do that now. But that's the only way really to get rid of it this late.
Okay. Thank you, Neil.
All right. Appreciate your call. Roadside aster. Paula in Durant. Paula, this is Neil. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
How are things in Oklahoma?
They're fine. It's nice here.
Yeah, it's nice. Last night we were dining outside on the square after the concert, and Lynn just commented at that point, where else in America, how many places in America can you be eating outside in short sleeve shirts at 10:20 in the evening? That's really nice. Nice time of year. How can I help you?
Well, let's see. I called last week, but I had to drop off. So I am fixing to take some hydrangeas and azaleas, mm-hmm. azaleas out of pots.
Okay.
That I've been growing them in. I'm going to put them in the ground in beds. And my question is, do I prepare the soil the same for both plants?
You can. That works perfectly. Now, I need to ask you, what kind of soil do you have natively in Durant?
Well, I have sand where I live, but what I've been doing for some more azaleas I've had is I've just been putting half peat and half pine bark mulch.
All right, and that always works wherever you are. In sandy soil that has a neutral or slightly acidic, well, and most sandy soils are at least neutral, and most of them are somewhat acidic, and that's what azaleas need. Mm-hmm. So you are starting from a good starting spot compared to people in the black clay soil that's not very far from you.
Yes.
So I would, if you're comfortable doing it that way, that would be fine, and those two plants will do very well with the same soil mix and the same planting site, morning sun, afternoon shade. Hydrangeas tend to benefit from just a little more shade than azaleas.
Okay.
Azaleas will bloom better if they have sun until noon. Hydrangeas probably will scorch or wilt badly if they have sun until noon. I'd probably, you know, I'm talking about July and August. I'd probably plant the hydrangeas just back a little farther beneath the tree or nearer the house or something so that they have a little more shade.
All righty. Well, you've answered my question.
There you go. Thanks for calling back this week. Let me go to Linda in Granbury. Linda, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How can I help you?
I have a question about a flowering quince bed that I have. I think I planted it about 12 years ago because I like the winter blooms.
Uh-huh.
And it has turned into this mass of stuff. it's overgrown, and I think it's a home for birds and critters of all sorts. So my question is, and I'm not getting blooms really anymore. So
really?
I'm wondering if I can salvage this, if it needs fertilizer that I haven't put in there, if I can trim it back to kind of tame it a little bit, or what I need to do.
Let me sort through the phone call facts of this one since I can't see an image.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, how tall are these plants? 5-6 feet?
No, I can see over them. I'd say about 4 feet.
All right, that probably still is the standard flowering quince. There are some dwarf varieties, and it helps me to know which type you have. And then you say they are out of control, and does that mean that they are suckering up and the original plant is now spreading sideways? Is that what's happened?
Yes, there's no designation anymore of individual plants. It's become just one big mass.
All right. The thing that I would do is probably let it go ahead and drop its leaves so you can see the stem arrangement better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is absolutely salvageable.
Okay.
You know what? Let me address the non-blooming part of it first, because if it never blooms, you really don't want it there in the first place, and that might
mm-hmm.
make moot all the rest of my help to you. How much sunlight does it get?
All day.
All right.
Absolutely all day. Except it doesn't get the late...
No, that's all right.
Very late western sun.
Yeah, I'm good. That's fine. And have you traditionally pruned it in the fall or winter?
No, I've just kind of let it go.
Okay, so you do not want to prune it. You do not want to prune it if you expect it to bloom. You don't
mm-hmm.
want to prune it until after the flowering season. So you would
okay.
be pruning it in late February or March
okay.
after its time to bloom would have passed. Okay, I don't know why it hasn't flowered for you. That I don't understand, unless one thing that does happen to flowering quince sometimes is they will have buds, and you'll get the cold spell of the winter
mm-hmm.
when the buds are showing color just about ready to open, and they'll freeze.
Mm-hmm.
And so you do lose the flowers occasionally to extreme winter cold.
And this bed kind of sits way out in the open. It's a bed that's along the edge of the driveway, and it's away from the house.
That's a good thing. Usually you'll find the plants that are exposed to the cold
mm-hmm.
Are slower to bloom,
okay.
and therefore they are less likely to have freeze damage. Plants, the worst freeze damage to tender foliage will almost always happen on the south or east side of the house, and people
mm-hmm.
say, that's exactly the opposite of what I expected. And the reason for that is that those plants freeze when it's 15 degrees outside,
mm-hmm.
obviously, and that's what's going to hurt them. But what hurts them even more is that the sun comes up, hits them, and they warm too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the frostbite damage. You know, they tell you don't put your frozen fingers under hot water, put it under cold water, and gradually increase the temperature, warm them slowly. And that's what plants benefit from. So I don't think that's a problem. Okay, I don't know why they're not blooming, but it's worth another try. As soon as they have lost their leaves, I would go in with a sharpshooter spade. I would start taking off the small plants that you know you don't need. If I don't want flowering quince over there, that thing has spread. I don't want it over there. So, okay, that one's out. You might even dig them out and lay them aside. Somebody else might like to have them. That type, the old original type, is kind of hard to find in the nurseries.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it's over there. Then you do the same on the opposite side, and you gradually come in toward a plant that you say, well, that isn't the mother plant, but it's kind of where I wanted the mother plant,
mm-hmm.
and therefore I'm going to train that part of this mass to be my new plant. And then you just don't let any more side shoots come out. I'm doing the same thing with a couple of plantings of nandinas that tend to spread, and I just
mm-hmm.
dig them up and either throw them away or I use them in other parts of my landscape, and then I have the same problem in several places. But anyway, that's what I would recommend. I would certainly leave them. Flowering quince is beautiful, and having it out away from the house is a great plan, because when they're not blooming, they're not especially pretty,
mm-hmm.
but when they bloom, they're gorgeous. So,
and where they are when they bloom, I can see them from the house.
That's what you want. And the initial sentence that you gave me was, I have birds and other, and I don't remember, I was already shocked by that point, vermin or whatever you said.
Critters.
Birds are good things. So don't worry about them. Worry about the other critters, understood. I think we can get the thicket effect gone, and you'll be in better shape.
Okay. And is there anything that I should fertilize them with to kind of give them a surge or anything like that?
Fertilize them after they bloom. After they bloom with a high nitrogen fertilizer. Do not fertilize them again for the whole year.
Okay.
That'll give them a good surge of growth, and they bloom on wood that they made the prior year. So you don't want to prune them until after the blooming season.
All right.
Yeah, the pruning you're going to do this time is just to get back to an acceptable behavior.
Yes.
And if you don't prune the original mother area there, then those plants probably will bloom for you next spring. But give them at least 18 months to make your decision.
Okay.
All right. Great. I'm glad you called. Good luck.
Thank you.
Got to take a break here. Let me tell you about Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Let me tell you about my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. Ladies and gentlemen, it is going to be the prettiest calendar we have ever published. I can officially tell you that because I have now seen the big prints of the photographs, and I'm thrilled. I think you will be too. But the only way you're going to get it is to order it through my magazine office, and one way or the other, it's not going to be in stores. We haven't done that for probably 20 years. This is my 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar. Your satisfaction with this offer is completely guaranteed. It is the lowest price of the year on the calendar. Save 38% on the calendar with our pre-production offer. Before we go to press, I can give you this lowest price. The price will go up as soon as I commit to a press count. It will never come back down to this price. The offer includes a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. And we have been publishing our magazine for 27 years. You get the magazine subscription and the calendar when it prints, with more than 10,000 words telling you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. You get the calendar, a beautiful calendar, all that information, and the magazine for just $36.95 and $3 postage on the calendar. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, good for new and renewing subscribers to the magazine, but good until 11 o'clock today as we wind down, wrap up this offer. Now, I'm through with the photos. I am through with the text, with one 5-minute exception, one little piece of edit that I need to give back to the graphic designer. We are really close to printing this calendar, so call today if you want this lowest price. You must call before 11 today. We have extra people at the office, 800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11, 1-800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones, such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com. Or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney.
And Rick Shepp.
I'm Stephen Issa.
And Merlene Stockdale.
And Steve Mercer.
We're all teachers at Serenity High in McKinney.
We are in the McKinney School District. We also serve many partnering districts.
Serenity High is for students who are in recovery from drugs and or alcohol abuse and who are seeking a high school diploma in a sober environment.
Students are able to enter Serenity upon completion of a certified rehab program.
For more information
information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830.
On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
My greatest joy at Serenity is seeing families and students transform. When they enter, oftentimes they're without hope. When they graduate, they now know they have a future.
It has been a joy for 13 years now, a joy to stand alongside the young men and women and the staff at Serenity High in McKinney. It is a not-for-profit that I have chosen just to love and do whatever I can to help them. It is a school that is performing miracles every day and changing lives every day for long periods of lives. And that's the best it gets, you know, I'm not a jealous sort of person at all, but man, I'd love to work there. Isn't that cool? Great school. SerenityHigh.org if you want to learn more. Let me tell you about the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano right now. Scoliosis is a painful disorder, disfiguring condition of the spine. Idiopathic scoliosis not only affects children and adolescents, but also adults. The Baylor Scoliosis Center in Plano is a nationally recognized program for the treatment of scoliosis, specializing in advanced treatment for difficult scoliosis and spinal cases in adults and children. It's one of the largest scoliosis centers in America. Baylor Scoliosis Center focuses on both the physical and the emotional effects of scoliosis. Treatments range from observation to bracing to rehabilitation to complex surgeries. Baylor's highly qualified scoliosis team will provide a comprehensive diagnosis of your curvature through a physical examination of the back and extensive testing, and then determine which treatment options are right for you. The Baylor Scoliosis Center is on the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano Campus, northeast corner of Preston and George Bush Turnpike. That's the hospital where our daughter's life was saved 7.5 years ago, and we are very beholden to them. In fact, to that end, my wife is on the board of Baylor McKinney, their brand new facility in McKinney. But the Baylor Scoliosis Center is at Baylor Plano, and if you want more information, call the Baylor Scoliosis Center at 1-888-781-5558, 888-781-5558, or go online to thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com. Let's go back. We have Dan in Benbrook. Dan, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Neil.
How can I help?
Well, I had a large live oak in our front yard, about 20 years old. We had it taken out a few years ago because it was causing foundation problems, or at least we were told that. I got some fungus-type stuff that's in big gobs that's growing in this muddy, dark clay that we've got in our yard. I've pulled it up 3 or 4 times, and it keeps coming back in big gobs, and just wonder what I can do to get rid of it.
What is that coming off, the old stump?
I don't know if it is or not. I don't know if it's coming from the roots or if it's just growing out of the ground. I really don't know that. I think it is coming from the old roots, though, is what
right.
I think.
Well, that's a saprophytic fungus. That's a fungus that grows off decaying organic matter. You know what? I didn't realize I was so close to the top hour. Please stay on hold. I'm going to pick you up right after the news. Please stay there for me. I'm sorry to make you wait. We'll be back, folks.